Pod Culture, episode 206, Muddy Bear Mayhem, part A, for Monday, May 17th, 2010. Everyone, and welcome back to Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
And I'm Ashley.
Well, we have an A anyway.
Welcome back, Ashley.
Yes, back from the wilds of
Washington.
Washington.
Yes.
Close to Canada.
About an hour, yeah.
Yeah,
it's like, a nice jaunt.
Like driving to Lexington for us.
How would we drive to Lexington? Canada has a point.
You know. Just saying. No, Adam has plans this weekend.
He's having stag party fun.
Yeah, he's which is kind of funny considering fact what we talked about.
We did,
but he will be back. We recorded a special episode with him that will pop into the feed a little later on. So we wanted to get him in on the geeking.
So if you miss him, you shan't miss him too long.
No. But what has everyone been up to? And we will start with the prodigal geek, Glenn, since he hasn't been here.
I thought you were going to say Ashley.
Yeah, she hasn't been here either.
Yeah, well, she hasn't been here longer.
I'm talking crew-wise. But okay, we'll start with Ashley.
She's honorary crew.
Let's see, October, what have I done since I've been in Washington? Been in Washington trying to juggle having, you know, I've moved twice since I moved to Washington because, yeah.
Crazy roommates or something?
Well, I mean, people off Craigslist.
That's your problem right
now. I know.
I didn't know you could buy people on Craigslist.
Well, it was just like.
You can buy every goddamn thing else on Craigslist, apparently.
Yeah. Well, it's just like the first guy I moved in, he's like, okay, so my Mexican girlfriend's going to move in a few months. You're going to have to be out before she gets here.
What?
I'm like, oh, okay. Thanks for telling me before I moved in. And
oh, my
now,
God. Good thing you didn't move to Arizona.
Why? Oh, God. Yeah, screw that. And then the ones that I'm moving again right now, because the ones that I'm with are just like the boyfriend and girlfriend live together, or ex-boyfriend and girlfriend, and it's just...
Tense.
Tense. Yeah. That's what I've been doing, is working and going up to Canada a lot and going down to Seattle for the Emerald City Comic Con. Oh, freaking awesome. That was just... I haven't been to a comic convention in a long time, and just being there and like, I'm home again.
Aww. One short day in the Emerald City.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that leads us to what Christina has been up to.
Yes, we went and saw Wicked last weekend.
Ooh.
And are going to see Wicked again next weekend, the 22nd.
Oh, yeah, we went and saw it last weekend for the third time.
Yes.
And we got front row center.
Next time.
I did not know, because I saw the billboard downtown. I was like, oh, if I had known, because people keep telling, oh, if you get a chance, go see it.
If you can scare up an afternoon, go, because 2 hours before showtime, they have rush tickets available, and they're like $25 a pop.
It's a lottery.
You get into a lottery drawing for them.
I'm only here for 4 days, and everyone has plans for me already. It's
Tell them, fuck it, let's go see Wicked.
Wonderfest and Bare Naked Ladies concert? No.
Oh, see, that would be a toss up.
No.
Wicked or Bare Naked Ladies?
I know, but I love.
Okay,
Bare
I will
Ladies.
Fight you. Bare Naked Ladies is the best band ever.
I'm not saying Bare Naked Ladies. I'm not saying that. Although I probably would go see Wicked myself.
Well, since I've already seen Wicked, I probably would go see Bare Naked Ladies because I've never seen Bare Naked Ladies live.
You have to catch up on the number of times that you've seen Phantom with Wicked.
You know how many years it will take me to catch up to 17?
Well, we can go up to Chicago for a while. And just
we're
go
on
every day.
Three. I have 14 more times to go before I catch up. Plus, I'm seeing Phantom again at the end of the summer in Cleveland. I'm taking my mom for a belated birthday / Mother's Day present.
I thought that was the mother-daughter getting tattoos kind of thing.
No, that was a celebratory, you know, in honor of my grandpa present.
Okay. Because, you know, crap like that usually only happens on, like, Springer.
What?
Mother-daughter tattoos.
Yes, but ours are classy.
Anything else you've been up to, dear?
No, listening to audiobooks and working, and that's it. Watching TV. Yeah. Watching TV. Listening to books.
Glenn?
A bunch of stuff. Seems like it's been forever.
Yeah, it has been a hell of a long time since you've been in here. That was like a whole studio ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely was. Seems more spacious in here. I don't know.
He's changed the desktop theme.
Yep. Changed the desktop theme. Regenerated the studio. Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, I like it.
I am really liking it.
Sans tape when it's done.
Yeah. Do have to get it down.
It's very, very green in here. It's extremely.
Like it wasn't green before.
You had, like you said, you had like the DC stuff over. Now it's just, you can't look at a centimeter of section that isn't Green Lantern.
There's
green of some kind.
3-foot by 3-foot square behind Glenn that doesn't have
that
anything.
Will be filled. Yes. I'm positive.
I'm working on that.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's two rectangular sections right behind me here that need something.
I mean, I could probably count the amount of figures in here not Green Lantern on one hand.
Yeah.
No, you probably might need two.
Maybe two.
You know, now you can't even not Green Lantern or not Green Lantern related.
Green Lantern related.
Okay.
Or, yeah.
Then you might go 1, 2, 1, 3. No, that's because you can kind of count him. He's in the Sinestro Corps 3.
Dear.
Yes. Sweetie.
It's like 6 degrees of Green Lantern here.
Pretty much, yeah.
I that wall behind you is pretty much the most open space.
Yeah, and that won't last long because he bought posters at Michael's.
Only thing that's in the same place is the Silver Surfer, and that's because where the freaking bolts that hold the damn thing up. Which, I gotta still say, is one of the coolest centerpieces in the room.
Ever.
Yeah, but I do like the spacious. It's very not so...
Yeah, it doesn't seem as cramped because it was actually designed now with having a studio.
It'd be a lot less cramped if it was cleaner.
Well, I still got a little bit of work to do. I guess I got some storage unit stuff to play musical boxes and all that kind of shit with. But seriously, what have you been up to, dude?
Derby. I'm glad Derby behind me.
Long gone.
One more year.
Yeah.
Another year.
And we're still in the middle of ratings, so I'm flying a bunch. So still keeping pretty darn busy. But
not playing WoW at work?
You know, I haven't played WoW in a couple months.
I'm going to break my MMO rule very, very soon.
Oh.
Star Trek Online?
Screw that. Star Wars, man.
Fuck Star Wars.
Fuck your Star Trek and stuff, man.
Trekkies versus Star Wars.
Old Republic is going to be so good. I mean, come on. It's going to be pretty much like Knights of the Old Republic, you know,
I might check it out.
Only good? Because I
played the first one like a dozen times over and over again. It was the second one that I really, really hit, but it wasn't done by BioWare. Oh. It was done by a different company.
Oh,
so
okay. That might be all right.
Yeah. So BioWare hasn't steered me wrong yet.
Better knock on some wood. Well, that's particle board, but that'll work. Anything else, bud?
You know, watching all the season finales and stuff. Mm-hmm. And
are you ready for Lost?
Yeah. Yeah. I can't believe it's right around the corner at the end of Lost. But
it'll give you a chance to catch up on other stuff.
Talk about that. Yeah. No, but after it's over, we'll have to all get together and talk about it.
We'll do a Lost show.
Yeah, we
can do it. Hell, we've done Doctor Who shows. Why the hell not do a Lost
show?
You know, they just had the season finale of Vampire Diaries, and you probably still haven't even watched it.
No, but I'll have plenty of time once all our shows are over in the next couple weeks.
It has been renewed.
Awesome.
So
we don't have to worry about catching up on Flash Forward too much, because it's been canceled.
Oh, boo.
Yeah.
And I have one less series to watch next season. Because Heroes has been canceled.
I'm okay with that, though.
I'm okay with that, too.
Is that official?
Everything that I'm hearing now, it is.
Last I'd heard, they were maybe considering a 13-episode season. That's not looking likely. They said possibly like a made-for-TV movie, which I would be okay with.
I'd be okay with that.
But, you know, the way that it did end with Claire kind of, you know, revealing that, hey, I've got powers.
That ended perfectly.
That actually was a good ending.
Because it came full circle. It came full circle. I think it was good.
It was kind of, in a lot of ways, it was like the ending of Angel.
Yeah.
It left it open, but it actually did tie things up. I thought it was fairly...
It'll have a comic book season.
Fairly well.
There'll be another comic book season. Somebody will pick it up as a comic book series.
Maybe that could be good, because they've been doing it on the thing. Mm-hmm. And I've been getting those hardcovers, so It's pretty good. Yeah, I'm not too crushed about Heroes being canceled.
Yeah.
But I haven't been up to a whole heck of a lot. We've been plowing through a lot of Legend of the Seeker.
It's Seeker Fest at our house.
Like, we are almost caught up.
And I'm halfway through the second book, Stone of Tears.
Just in time for it to be canceled.
Yeah.
So far, you never know. It may regenerate.
You never know.
I actually
lucked out, went to BAMX during lunch the other day, which, if you haven't listened to the show before, BAMX is Book and Music Exchange.
On Barstown Road.
I got to hit
Actually,
those
no,
places.
I went to the one on Preston. but yeah, it's a local chain of used bookstores, video games, that kind of thing, and found the first 5 Sword of Truth books in paperback.
And they're like 1,000 pages a piece.
Yeah, and got them for $10.
They're huge.
For the lot.
Wow.
So I think it did pretty good there, because I've been reading the first one, Wizard's First Rule, mm-hmm. on the Kindle app for my iPhone, and I've been enjoying it a lot.
And I have it the series on audiobook, so I think between two of us, we've got all the formats covered.
Yeah. And come to the conclusion, Kaylin's a hell of a lot less whiny on TV than she is in a book.
Yeah.
So
she's pretty awesome in the book, but she's less whiny on the show.
Yeah.
So far.
So, now that we're all caught up, let's take a break, wet our geek whistles, and get into the geeking right after this.
I'm Jen Geffinger.
I'm Kevin Batchelder.
And I'm Kurt Geffinger. And we are the SeekerCast, a podcast for fans of the TV series Legend of the Seeker. We are a community-based podcast that works to keep you up to date on some of the best news, forum discussions, and interviews in the Seeker fandom. We also do a recap and in-depth discussion of each episode.
I thought it was very rich, the story. I was afraid it was going to be a little trite, but this really played out to be a very powerful episode in my mind.
The whole episode did kind of stay one step ahead. I felt like I kept having to catch up and try and figure out what was going on, which I like that. That it's not predictable, so that made me very happy the way it was done.
And also, you know, correcting the mistake they made on the Sisters of the Light in Season 1. That was the only thing of Season 1 that I cannot forget.
It's okay, though, because we're staying focused on the series, right, Kurt?
So tune in to the SeekerCast at theseekercast.com or subscribe through iTunes.
Anyone else want to question my orders?
Time to kick back with a bowl of popcorn, because we are back with a little TV and DVD talk.
Can I have Cheerios instead of popcorn?
As long as it's the Cocoa Cheerios.
Okay.
Because those kick ass and make for great movie watching food, let me tell you. But Glenn, what have you been watching?
I'm pretty caught up on things. I've been watching, of course, Lost. Eager to see the finale. I've been watching V.
Okay.
And
oh, wait. Sorry.
It's okay.
It's
not great. It's not great cinema or anything, but
it doesn't have the charm of the original miniseries, because mm-hmm. the original series sucked balls.
Yeah, it was really legendarily bad.
Yeah, you
know? Legendarily bad.
When they didn't have the voice,
that was too expensive.
The fucking voice modulator, just turn a knob, you know. Talk to Nicholas Briggs.
I love him.
He can you know, do something like that.
But V's okay. I did like the original before they took a break stuff just a little better. It kind of took some of the wind out of its sails, I think, making us take a little break in it. I think it's getting a little better maybe, but I'm looking at things going, you know, there's a lot of series that aren't coming back, and I don't know what kind of crap's going to be on TV next season.
That's
so
the truth.
I'll be happy to have more V. It may not be like my schedule's going to be so tied up that I can't find time to watch it or something. Let's see. Also, have any of you guys watched Happy Town?
He's got it, but we haven't watched it yet.
I won't spoil anything.
I've heard of Happy Town.
His peeps watch it.
Been downloading it. I've heard it's been canceled.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, God damn, Amy Acker can't catch a freaking break.
Yeah, I figured you guys would be watching it with Amy Acker on it.
Maybe she's the kiss of death.
I'll happily die and then.
I'm not keeping all your stuff. Glenn, it's all yours. Glenn, Ashley, have at it.
Too much Green Lantern.
eBay it.
Oh, true.
Yeah. I mean, I have no problem with doing that.
Or I could give it to the friend that said that he's the biggest Green Lantern fan. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Hasn't been here.
Does he have ink?
I have no idea. No, he doesn't have a tattoo.
If he does not have a Green Lantern tattoo, he can go fuck himself when it comes to call being a Green Lantern fan.
Child.
Well, trust me. I told him. I set him down gently and was like, no, no, you are not the biggest Green Lantern fan.
He might be bigger than I am.
Yeah.
Which isn't saying much, because I'm not exactly a tall guy.
Yes, you're a little gnome, we know. Yeah.
He's Lilliputian.
You're not that much taller than I am.
I still am.
I know.
They're so funny. I want to watch the Brad and Ashley show.
Well, we were going to give it to people to watch, but we need to figure out another way to do cameras where Christine is not on camera.
Yes, please. Sorry.
We tried to do a Ustream just for shits and giggles because Ashley's dad, Todd, is here and said, hey, why don't we set this up? I've got this equipment. And we had a little too many technical difficulties, so... Maybe next time.
Yeah, it's for a last-minute thing. It was a little too much.
And I don't trust Brad not to think it's funny to put me on, even though I ask not to.
I'm not operating the camera.
So Happy Town.
Happy Town. What Happy Room podcast.
I never watched any of the like David Lynch shows or anything like that. It just wasn't my cup of tea. I think this is trying for that kind of feel.
Okay.
But... I would have been more inclined to watch it if I thought that it was like a mini series or something where I knew that there will
They're
be an end
up.
And it's going to wrap up and it'll be concise and not just drug out forever. It was kind of an interesting concept of this guy, the Magic Man. I'm not going to tell you anything you didn't learn from the commercials, but
I haven't seen any of them actually. But
okay.
Well, no, sorry. Go ahead and explain the premise of the show.
This guy, the Magic Man, years ago, like 10 years ago, abducted a bunch of people. Like, I think every year he abducted one person for a number of years in a row. And then 10 years ago he just disappeared and hasn't been seen from since. But this was a small town and they're all still in, you know, in pain from the people that were abducted. No bodies were ever found or anything. That's why they call him the Magic Man, because these people just totally
disappeared,
vanished. And so you've got this weird cast of characters in this town that's run by the family that started the town, and they own a bread factory, and that's the big thing in town is the bread factory.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's all kind of weird, quirky characters, and there's a lot of mystery and what exactly is going on. And I know I watched it with Carly. She said, you know, the dialogue's not the greatest in this movie, but I don't know. I give it a shot because once again, I'm saying, hey, summer's coming up, and what's going to be on TV to watch? And maybe I'll give it a shot.
Netflix.
But at the end of the third episode, it said, coming soon, more Happy Town or whatever, and that was it. So it's like, okay, so it's not next week, and this is ratings period.
That's
so
not good.
If it's not
they're
coming
pulling
back,
it for it's after at the end of the third. That's what I'm hearing. They air third, and then they'll burn off, I think, the remaining five later on.
Okay.
They only made eight?
Yeah, I saw commercials
for it. That's not uncommon, though. If they do like a 13-episode order, they'll pick up the first eight, and then there's usually an option for the back eight.
Well, that's silly.
Or back five.
Back five, yeah.
At least finish the season.
Yeah.
That's not even a whole real season. That's a British season.
But, you know, if V had ended that way, like on the first thing, that actually was a good... four-hour miniseries, that ending shot, thought it would have been pretty good. But unless I'm mistaken, didn't Stephen King have something to do with Happy Town?
I don't think so. I think that would have been all over it. It would have been Stephen King's Happy Town, you know?
Right. And it wouldn't have gotten canceled.
Didn't Oprah have something to do with it or something? I don't know. Like, whenever I first heard, because, you know, I don't even have cable at home. And I was over to friends and I saw the commercials for it. And I'm like, what the hell? It was like during like Oprah segment and something. I have no idea. But I was like, that looks kind of creepy and interesting. And I was like, eh, whatever.
I found it kind of intriguing. I would, you know, stick with it and try to find a little more about it if it's going to be back. And there's a new series coming out called The Gates. I've been seeing commercials for that, and it's got some people that write other sci-fi shows that are writing on it that looks kind of interesting.
Isn't it NBC?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. It looks like it might have something to do with vampires or something weird like that. I'm not really sure. It might not be vampires. It might be. I don't know.
Some element of the supernatural.
Yeah, weird supernatural stories. So in a like a gated community.
Hmm.
Is what the feel I get from the commercials. So.
Yeah, and then Capes.
Yeah, Capes.
It's been, I think, picked up for series by NBC.
Well, I know that The Gates is going to start soon, so it's going to be a summer series. So I don't know when Capes is coming out.
I'm not sure, but one show that I know Christina and I watch and enjoy a lot, it has been picked up for a 13-episode fourth season, Chuck.
Good.
Yeah.
I started watching that.
Which we
do
know,
not love him.
Which we know how well the 13-episode second season went, turned into like 16 or 18 episodes.
Right.
Because Heroes sucked and they pulled it out early. But that is pretty good. And Christina, we were watching something the other day that had Zachary Levi on there, and we're like, what the hell?
Yeah, as much as I hate who he sings it with, it makes me happy that he sings. He was in a Catherine McPhee. He does a duet with Catherine McPhee from, I don't know, American Idol, Pop Princess, whatever that show is. It's called Terrified. We were at the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how they show all the corny little clips of stuff. And it said, was Zachary Levi? I'm like, what? What? He sings? Okay, not only is he gorgeous, he sings?
He's actually pretty good.
What kind of madness is this? I love it.
I'm sure they auto-tuned him all to hell, but...
I don't care.
It was nice seeing Chuck up on the big screen.
Yes.
Of a sort.
Yes.
Just don't get me started about the last time we were at the goddamn movies.
I know. He made the mistake of wanting to see it on IMAX.
Okay, great. So we went to showcase Stony Brook.
Stony Brook.
Which is now apparently new owners or something. Regal something, Royals, I don't know. Some starts with an R. Because they're only going to honor their tickets and stuff for so much longer. But we said, okay, you know, we have the day off. Let's go see Iron Man 2. Okay, great. Because we really liked the first one. Great movie.
He's
lovely. Not super spectacular. Going to win a bunch of Emmys. But a great popcorn movie. Which, you know, when you want to see a superhero movie, that's what you want. Good popcorn film. And so, all right, we'll go see IMAX. Matinee. Not going to be any kids because school's still in session. Awesome. We go. Not really much. There's one or two kids. You know, no big deal. Fairly good amount of crowd. But the screen quality was shit.
It was dirty.
I swear to God, it looked like you were going to... You remember what like the old Jeff 4 screens used to be like? Mm-hmm. Or Village 8 screens? Or the... any dollar movie theater, you know.
I was going to say, for those of us who live in the rest of the world, the screen was just dirty.
Yeah, it was horrible. The screen was horrible, and then you could tell they haven't cleaned the lens of the projector or anything at all either, because you could tell with the little grains that would bounce around. And
I hope you complained.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. We have passes to go back.
Oh, good.
we waited till afterwards, because we didn't want to, one, there was people on either side of us.
We were smack in the middle of the row.
We didn't want to disturb them. Mm-hmm. And it was still watchable, sure, but it was not, I mean, at matinee prices, we still paid almost $10 a ticket.
Yeah, ridiculous.
So I'm like, no. So we've got re-entrance and we got to use it in the next month or something.
And
like
the guy
that.
Kept telling us, the quote manager who was like 17, kept telling us, oh yeah, sometimes, you know, something gets on the film. It wasn't the film, it was the screen. And he kept telling us, oh yeah, sometimes it gets, you know, a piece of something on the film. It was not the film. He was an idiot.
Yeah, there's something in the lens barrel or something like that, or they need to clean the lens. No.
There might have been a thing
on the print, which you can clean a print when you're
and a print wouldn't be the same spot in every second of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's you could tell there were like patches. It was just sad. It was just really bad. I'm like, dude, I would have been ashamed to show people movies on that. I mean, I've seen better quality at Village 8, which some of those screens at Village 8, pretty bad.
But Robert Downey Jr. was loveliness.
Yeah. It was the film wise, no real complaints. Maybe drug a little bit in the middle. and maybe should have had a little bit more War Machine. But other than that, it was a great popcorn film.
Lasers.
Lasers.
Well, except for they combined two Iron Man villains. They kind of did the whole combining of Crimson Dynamo and Whiplash, but
yeah,
okay.
How scary can you be with a name like Crimson Dynamo? I mean, really?
That was cool in the 70s.
Wow.
Wait till you see the character.
Wow. It's how can that be the least bit scary?
I did like a drunk Iron Man.
Yeah. Oh, God. That was probably one of my favorite parts in the movie. That was pretty epic.
Pardon me while I kick my friend's ass.
And the older he gets, the more he looks like Al Pacino. And that's all kinds of win.
Yeah. And with the dirt on one part of the screen, he even had like that Al Pacino kind of like Mark Mole type thing on his face.
He was gorgeous.
But Iron Man, it was good. First movie we had gone to see in a fair bit and really did enjoy the movie going experience, not so much.
Did you guys see Losers by any chance?
Nope.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a good movie, like from the trailers. To go see it.
Why would I want to see an autobiographical movie? I am a loser. What the hell are you talking about?
It is. I loved it. Like,
it's Friday night. I'm doing a podcast.
Yeah, but you don't make bazookas out of whatever pipes and everything. You're not Blickiver or whatever the hell he calls himself.
If I could figure it out, we might.
But yeah, I really liked it. Just if you get a chance, go see it. And God, what is the song that he sings? Just whenever the one guy with the glasses was my favorite character. He's like a total nerd. And like he reminded me of Sheldon the whole entire time. Because he will wear, like, he's, you know, Sheldon has the shirts and stuff. And you're like, oh, my God, I want that shirt. This guy just kept getting more shirts. And I'm like, oh, my God, I want your shirt and stuff. But he just, elevator scene.
Was
elevator.
That the one played by Chris Evans?
I don't know actors.
The guy that was
Captain America?
That's yes. Captain America now? Yeah. He was the Human Torch.
Yeah, it's like, if you're going to play another superhero, go to a different universe.
Yeah. And no crossovers with the Fantastic Four and the Avengers.
No, they're going to have to reboot the AFF on that, which was kind of sad because I actually really liked him as the Human Torch.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he did the character of Johnny Storm.
His hair
well.
Should have been more blonde.
Yeah.
And now, as Captain America, is his hair going to be blonde or what? I mean, come on.
Yeah, no. Somebody was saying he should have been Green Lantern. Hmm. I'm like, no. But now it's Ryan Reynolds.
I like that they used the Captain America shield to prop up a bit of the
yeah,
pipe.
I was like, hand me that.
Why is Iron Man working on Cap's shield? Which I know in another storyline he kind of does, but mm-hmm. still.
I got goose pimples at the very end after the credits.
Yeah, I love it was like three quarters, most of the cinema.
90% of the theater was gone.
I'm like, didn't you learn anything from the last movie, folks?
Of course.
Come on.
Any other movie since Ferris Bueller?
Pretty much. And just the shot of the hammer, which I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce.
Mjolnir?
Thor's hammer.
Isn't it Mjolnir?
I
believe you're correct.
Yeah, it's probably closer than what I would say.
Yeah. So.
I win.
She wins.
Mjolnir.
Give me star.
Yeah, I think I've used her as Mjolnir. Bunch of letters all blah.
Get Alexander Skarsgård to say it.
There you go.
Please. Oh, wait.
Anything else you've been watching there, bud?
Wouldn't he be a great Thor? Okay, sorry.
Thor's a homo.
I don't care. He's pretty. Oh, sorry.
Every time I hear Thor, it's a line from
Adventures of Babysitting.
Which I think I heard they're remaking that.
Yeah, with
Raven Simone.
Oh. Hmm.
Whatever happened to them remaking Goonies?
That is a freaking travesty of justice, except for when we saw what's her name on Fringe.
The actress that played Steph in the Goonies, the blonde girl, she was one of the sheriffs in the most recent episode of Fringe.
At least that we've watched.
A couple weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, the one that was like the Plimpton? All Peter episode.
Plimpton?
Yes.
Okay. Martha Plimpton?
Yes. Yes. That is correct. Yeah.
But I'm like, holy shit, she got old.
But the thing is, I'm thinking, oh, wait, so did I. Because I'm thinking, okay, how old was I when that came out? And she was older than I, you know, she's older than I am. It's like, oh, crap. That means I got older, too.
Okay, that means she would be roughly around Glenn and I's age, and she looked a hell of a lot older than that.
No, she didn't.
Oh, yes, she did.
She was fine.
I got a touch of gray, but other than that.
You got the wild man thing going. Yeah. You know,
he's got the Lou Albano going.
He's nowhere near as rotund as Captain Lou.
No.
Just need Cyndi Lauper.
I know. She's so cute.
Have you seen her lately?
Okay. On The Celebrity Apprentice? Even I haven't watched it, and I loved her.
Ash, you been watching anything else?
Well, like I said, I don't have cable. I pretty much watch the regular Big Bang Theory, Castle,
Yay!
Chuck.
Yay!
But you have the internet.
Yeah,
and
but...
And uTorrent.
Yeah, but I'm just... I've been watching Archer a lot, that cartoon. That's pretty freaking hilarious.
I haven't heard anything really much about it. Adam mentioned something about that the other day, I think, when we were...
I think it's on Netflix now. I think it's...
I don't know.
What the hell isn't on Netflix these days?
Yeah. I've seen a few minutes of it.
It's hilarious. It's done by the guys that did, I think, C-Lab 2012.
Oh, gosh.
So it's like that kind of animation and stuff. But, yeah, it's raunchy humor and just wonderful.
Yeah, the last thing we heard something recommended from you, we ended up watching a whole freaking series of.
Yay.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah.
I has good opinions. But other than...
Now it's more like the spot, the geek reference.
It's not a quiz. Yeah.
Like, okay, I've got that graphic novel.
And that shirt, and that, yeah.
That's a Star Sapphire shirt.
Why was he wearing the Star Sapphire shirt? That freaks me out.
Why, you know, I'm a big Green Lantern fan, so...
But you would not wear the girl clothes.
If I had the Star Sapphire shirt, you know, like along the black with the symbol and the verse behind it like the other ones I have.
Maybe. Do you know how happy I was for amount of week, not just days, weeks after the ball pit episode?
Bazinga.
I know, Bazinga.
I could just think about that. And just, it didn't matter how bad of a day. Bazinga.
And he did that episode or two back that we watched? Yeah.
That was cute.
It was the episode he was still friends with Penny.
Yeah.
Or trying to be friends with Penny.
I loved that.
Yeah, but the ball pit makes it so much better when he's just
when
popping
he's doing
up
the little
and just swimming around and then popping up. And then
that would make a good screensaver.
It would.
Oh, as opposed to my ball pit screensaver that's been bouncing around.
I like that he's got lots of shirts at Stellan Online now that you can buy.
Pretty much everything Sheldon we've shirt. Seen Sheldon in is And the scary thing is I probably have at least half the shirts that Sheldon's
The actual Sheldon Big Bang Theory shirts.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't, I don't know the actor's real name, the guy that plays Raj here for the Derby?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He was?
Yeah.
God.
Adam's brother got a picture of him because he shouted out, "Hey, love the Big Bang Theory." And the guy heard him and went, "Hey, thanks."
Well, that's what, I was so livid because the week that... Will Wheaton that episode aired, mm-hmm. I was up in Vancouver and stuff, and then I found out that weekend Will Wheaton was in Vancouver
shooting Eureka, I think, wasn't he?
Yeah, I was so I didn't find out until like the last day that I was there, like an hour literally before I was about to get on the bus, and I was like, if I had known I would have stalked you because you're twittering about everything that you're going to and I know that location.
Well, then you should, you know.
I don't check
Twitter.
We
follow the blog.
Good
girl. I don't check. I.
Good girl. Fight the man.
Well, I mean, I turn on Twitter and I have like 1,000 posts from this guy over here. I can't check. That's one person.
That's 16,000 posts.
16,300 and something. That's been since like 2006.
Yeah, but
525,600.
Okay, I don't know how many I follow. Probably about 60 people. And whenever most of those, like the tweets are the little derelict, whatever, dude. Yeah, whatever you have for your
Dalek
thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've got the.
Yeah,
the,
and I just see that picture. I'm just like, not even going to just scroll to the very top, see what's going on in the past hour at least.
Yeah, because I usually try to keep like the latest album art for the show.
I missed like her.
You know, I'm about to break through the double digit barrier and on my
you
Twitter.
Post some weird shit though.
Thank you.
You and Adam Baldwin both.
See,
Adam
I just
Baldwin.
Need to.
I've never been in the same breath as Adam Baldwin. Before.
I know, that's awesome.
I was going to be Adam S. Baldwin, I think, on Twitter.
See, I want it set up to where when certain people post things, I get an email saying, go check this out. Because it's like, I don't care about 90% of the.
Some of like, the okay. Twitter clients, I think you can sit. I think there are some Twitter clients you can set up where it'll like text you or something.
Yes,
or something.
That would be awesome.
I think you can do that with some.
Like when Stephen Fry posts, text me.
Whenever specific
yeah.
people?
Yeah.
Well, then make a separate account of people you actually give a crap about, and then everyone else says, hey, follow me. Okay, you're on my randoms account. There's
you're here.
I follow you.
Or maybe you can do something with lists. Like anybody on one of the list posts that you could do that.
Not that I don't love you all, but there are some of you who are prolific posters, and I don't have a whole lot of time.
I'm usually doing that when I'm running a scan on a card number or something for work.
Or,
it takes a minute or two, so I'm like, have a browser up.
Well, that's or in commercial breaks. Or
how often do we actually have a real commercial break anymore?
I look over, I'm like, what are you doing? Posting on Twitter.
It's what happens when you have a small computer in your pocket.
So sad.
TV.
Yeah.
Season finales. Fringe. Did you watch it?
Not yet.
I can't talk about it.
I was hoping to get to watch it before. I was hoping to get home at a decent time so I could watch it before.
All right. Supernatural.
No, not yet.
Oh, jeez.
We can take a break and go watch it.
I've watched them both.
I want to know what they can top this with for next season.
Supernatural?
Yeah.
Rumors I'm hearing are there is another season, but it's going to be like a different creative team and taking it in a different direction.
That's going to suck.
So who knows what they're going to do with it. I mean, how do you top it? How do you top
Apocalypse? Yeah, I mean, how, you know? it's God and the devil. How do you...
Remnants of crap that got left behind.
But is that going to be exciting after, you know, how do you go back to being a ghost hunter, you know?
Yeah, really.
Fighting Satan.
Ghostbusters.
The random episode we were watching just had a random ghost.
It was a Ghostbusters. It was awesome. Ghostbusters commercial.
We're just watching this serious episode, and all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, Ghostbusters.
Stand in the kitchen when the kitchen is hot. Ghostbusters.
The intern. Or
that was pretty awesome.
We've been watching a lot of Legend of the Seeker.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching. I'm still watching Glee. And loving that. It's all right. Yeah, but you'll watch the Joss Whedon / Neil Patrick Harris episode. You'll bitch about it.
I watched. You got me to what you said. Idina Menzel's in this episode.
Which she wasn't in very much. I figured she would have at least sung.
Which, you know, she
was, didn't.
Played the lead, played Elphaba in Wicked. So I'm like, okay, you know, I'll go watch part of that. Thirdly, convinced she looks a hell of a lot better when she's green.
Oh.
But it's not easy.
Yeah, I know. But
you didn't watch the Kristen Chenoweth episodes.
No.
She actually sings in both of them.
We got Pushing Daisies for that.
Speaking of Neil Patrick Harris, this is pretty old news, and I don't know if I've mentioned it. You all have seen or watched the Batman Brave and the Bold.
Yes.
Yes.
So you've seen...
I know what you're talking about. We don't watch it on a regular basis. I've caught bits and pieces here and there.
But you've seen The Music Meister, right?
Nope.
If you love Dr. Horrible, it's Neil Patrick Harris. That shit up. It's totally... He sings and stuff.
Yay.
I like the animation style of Batman.
I don't like it. I've watched it. I just can't... It's too campy for me. But that one episode where Neil comes in and he's the music meister and he sings and stuff, and it's like, oh, it's like Dr. Horrible, except it's not.
Supposedly they're gonna work on the sequel.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Be nice.
Yeah, but would you watch it if Penny wasn't in it?
Probably still.
Well, that's what I was having a discussion actually like yesterday before I got on my flight with some people. If they brought back Penny,
who says Penny doesn't have a twin?
No twins.
Parallel universe.
Well, how would you want to bring back Penny?
Oh hell, I don't know.
Because we were going through robot, zombie.
No, Jaws and clones. His robots.
Zombie Penny.
I don't know, because we were like thinking, and I was like, well, what about one of the other villains at the table and stuff? Maybe one of them has some sort of
time machine. He goes back and
there we go.
The only Penny I care about is blonde and works at the Cheesecake Factory.
Which looks nothing like a Cheesecake Factory. Looks more like a Denny's.
Well, they're in L.A., right?
Yeah.
Oh, please. Yeah, that's not a cheesecake. All their things have, like, big towers and stuff.
It doesn't even look like a Cheesecake Factory in Louisville. And I've been to that one.
I want cheesecake now.
How late are they open?
I don't know.
Did they deliver? Dear Cheesecake Factory, do
you anybody
deliver?
Delivers if you have enough money. Have we been watching anything else? Any movies?
Yeah, I've been watching some movies. I can't remember them all.
It's been so long. All guilty pleasure crap. So
I do have guilty pleasures.
Oh, I was afraid of that.
I've been watching that the Marble Hornets thing that I was talking about. It's a YouTube thing where it's really creepy. It's been giving me nightmares for the past week, but it's about like this guy. It's sort of like, you know, the Blair Witch sort of thing where this guy's like, oh, videotaping himself and stuff. And there's this creepy guy called the Slender Man and stuff. I've gotten through like a couple episodes because I'm too much of a baby to watch it. Because like I watched the first like 5 episodes and then I went to sleep that night and I woke up terrified in a nightmare in the middle because I could hear things tapping on my window and so I'm like, not gonna happen at all. But if you like Ghost Hunters or something, that's something you
not
definitely could watch.
Of the Ghost
Hunters. What? No. I like no. it.
Okay, then you.
I think I would like
it's
it.
An hour and a half of what the hell was that? Listen, you smell that?
Oh.
Smell that?
Smell something.
You smell something? I don't. Have they ever actually said that?
No, but they said it on Ghostbusters.
The Ghostbusters movie.
Oh well, the
awesome movie, man.
I did watch.
Oh, what did you watch?
The new Mel Gibson movie. It just came out on DVD.
Which one was that?
Edge of Darkness.
Oh.
It's kind of a revenge flick kind of thing. So
just up your alley.
Yeah, just up your alley.
You know, right. I didn't make it to the theater to see it, but I did get it on DVD, and it's pretty cool. It's got a neat. There was plenty of action, but it wasn't all that action like I thought it was. There's a lot more mystery to it and stuff. So it was pretty cool. Definitely worth checking out.
Cool.
I'm excited about A-Team.
Yeah.
Looks pretty cool.
William Neeson, come on.
Yeah. I want to look for the Expendables.
And the trailer for A-Team looks like it's going to be a popcorn movie, which okay. Mm-hmm. And looks a lot better than what I'm hearing Clash of the Titans was.
Who's in the Expendables?
Expendables, watching the trailer makes you grow chest hair. It's got, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You're not watching
I'm going to say no.
It's got Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, my God.
Jet Li.
Shouldn't Arnie be busy running California?
He's
evidently not. Yeah,
Oprah's
he's
running
not even
California.
Really, I don't know who all the actors are. It's the guy that was in The Transporter.
Jason Statham.
Oh yeah.
That good. I don't know.
Like
and who else? Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Aww.
Now that movie's. I think I mentioned it before. It's the one where it's Sylvester Stallone project. And
yeah, he wrote it and stuff, and
to be in it.
That's
all
cool.
All the old 80s action heroes and stuff back together again.
Could be amusing.
I want to see it. That's going to be like testosterone explosions and everything.
Okay,
definitely.
You're not the typical demographic for that movie.
I want to see it.
What? I like explosions.
I know.
And car chases.
They're not aiming at girls.
Okay, but you're not the typical demographic
so
of
the
show.
So I'm still... So, okay, I want them to do a Sex in the City spot in
oh, God,
right in the middle.
Funny.
Oh, God, because we saw the poster for
oh,
that.
Oh, God, it's hideous.
I would like to see those two combined, you know? Sex in the City with explosions.
Well, they're
going to
be
and they
in,
all
like,
die.
What are they going to be in, Egypt or Saudi Arabia or something? Just a bunch of bombs just dropping while they're riding the camels.
Okay, here's the best thing.
Bloody death in the city.
They did drop a lot of bombs. It ran for how many seasons?
When we were going to the movies, though, I saw the poster, and it said Carrie 2. I'm like, oh, and the poster looked kind of scary from a distance. Like, and I'm like,
they
oh, this
did
is going to be
2.
Great.
That's the thing.
Yes, but they've
She's
also
even scarier up close.
They've also done a Bill and Ted, and they're remaking that.
What?
But
damn it.
I thought,
the
okay.
only way they can improve upon that is they actually travel around in a blue phone booth.
Sorry, I don't think they do that for you.
But that was why it was in there, and that was hilarious.
It was pretty
good. All right, I think we've talked about TV, DVDs, and movies enough. Let's take a break, recharge the geek batteries, and we will be back with more pod culture. Rather to find something else to talk about.
Hi, I'm Andy.
And I'm Susie.
And you're listening to the Being Human cast.
What do you like about it?
I guess it's a middle ground between a Buffy type vampire show and a True Blood type vampire show. It's got all the, I think it's got the wit and the humour and the character interaction that I miss from Buffy not being on anymore.
Hello.
12-inch mess of meats.
Oh, thank you.
Great. Keep the change.
So, how long have you been delivering pizzas?
Couple of months.
And could you ride a moped before, or did they teach you?
They taught us. We had to drive round and round a car park.
I bet you hate pizza. When you get home and your girlfriend's like, what do you want for tea? I bet you're like, not pizza!
I live with my dad.
Madness. See ya. He can see me.
He can so see you.
It's happening all the time now.
I think I like it mainly because it just looked like an all-around interesting show. Nothing like that was on TV, and it took everything that I liked and it smooshed it all together. It looked exciting, and I wasn't wrong. A woman's intuition, of course, is never wrong.
I'm just impressed that you could use the word smushed. We're going to put out a show monthly, and we're going to look at the episodes, look at the extras and the bits and pieces that the BBC provide on their wonderful website, and just generally chat about the show.
Great. I look forward to talking more with you on this, Andy.
Okay. Speak to you all soon. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we'll be here. We'll see you later. Okay.
I don't know about you folks, but I need a little energy to keep on geeking here. I need to recharge my geek battery, so let's do a little geek cuisine. And we have rockin' cotton candy. Not rotten cotton candy.
Okay.
Rockin' cotton candy. So it's cotton candy spun with popping candy. So, yay, cotton candy with pop rocks.
Pop rocks.
Yeah. And it kind of looks scary.
Sounds very healthy.
Yeah.
No, of course. You know,
when have we eaten, actually had anything healthy for geek cuisine? Does it count? Like maybe some kind of popcorn or something that we've done.
I don't think we've ever had healthy geek cuisine, have we?
Don't think so.
It's never been like a vegetable or, unless you count Brussels sprout soda. That has not... That was not made with real Brussels sprouts.
That was absolutely vile.
Yeah.
What was it? It was
like foam insulation.
In the bit of the behind the scenes thing we watched about the Daleks being difficult because they kept ordering the Brussels sprouts.
Why is like all the pop rocks?
I have no idea
why
all the pop rocks.
They've sunk to
most
the bottom.
Most of the pop rocks settled to the bottom. Just pull out a hunk of cotton candy there, damn it.
Okay. No.
You know how this thing is?
Sir, yes, sir.
Damn, Skippy.
As my little brother used to say, yes, sir. He didn't believe me that it was yes, sir. He kept saying yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
This looks like it would be stuffing for a toy bear or something, you know?
Yes, one of the koalas got out of the line and we had to put him down.
It's stuffing for
a
toy bear.
Why is his fluff green?
Zombie bear.
Zombie bear.
Green Lantern bear.
There you go. Oh. So it's rockin' cotton candy. So let's see what we got here. My God, it's so sweet it hurts even my teeth.
And it tastes weird.
Oh, it's apple. That's what it tastes like to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an apple.
Oh. Well, that explains it. I'm like, why is it weird?
It's not that sweet.
Why is it weird?
Maybe it's because you put like a whole fistful in your mouth at the same time. That might be a reason.
I'm gonna explode.
Oh, that's nasty,
Mike.
Somebody had to do an experiment because Adam's not here.
Oh, that's right.
Adam usually does the weird experiments.
I can't be a guinea pig.
Well, I'll find some more of that country ham soda.
Well, this was kind of tasty, I think.
You like it?
And kind of poppy.
Well, good.
Kinda
pass poppy? It right to him. You can take it home.
Kind of poppy?
Feed it to the frogs.
My nose is
I don't think the frogs would know what to do.
Aw, babies.
They'd probably be smart enough not to eat it.
Probably. Feed it to Carly, then.
Oh, I like Carly. Leave her alone.
Of course, the last thing you probably want to do is hop her up on sugar.
No pun intended.
But yeah, not bad. So next year, if you're out and about shopping for Easter candy and stuff,
I'm big on cotton candy, but it tastes weird to me.
Easter?
No.
Because it's the green foliage kind of thing.
Yeah.
It has pictures of Easter eggs on them.
And we got it like the day after Easter. Or the week or so thereabouts. It was like 50 cents at Walmart.
So it's stale cotton candy. It wasn't Walmart. It was Meijer. It was Walmart. You're right.
Yeah, it was Walmart because it was Walmart out.
With all those white chocolate Easter crosses that still freak me out after all these years.
Yeah. Like jelly filled ones or something. Who knows?
Ooh, that would have been good, but been wrong. Something about the white
jelly,
chocolate.
A jelly-filled cross?
We didn't say what flavor jelly. Grape jelly would have been not
Was it
creepy.
Red jelly?
I was going to say, if it was like strawberry jelly, that would just been...
Poor taste.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all made in China anyway.
No, tasty.
Yeah, it would have been tasty,
poor
but
taste
in, po-
or
in
tasty.
Poor taste.
I can see the commercial.
So, yeah, check it out. We really didn't. Well, I give it a thumbs up. I can't say for the rest
That's
of the
something
crew.
Something they would do in Robot Chicken.
Really good. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Christina?
Sure, why not?
All right. Thumbs up all around. So look some up. Or, hey, if you're out and about and find some cotton candy, get a packet of Pop Rocks, throw it on there.
Yeah. They settle to the bottom
anyway. They
settle
anyways. To the bottom of the damn cup anyway.
But they're still in there. Do. I mean, they're still mixed in.
So we're going to take a break, maybe try and detox from this. Whew, that's kind of...
I cannot believe you think it's that sweet.
I'm
sorry. I am younger than you. I guess I can take it, but it's okay.
I don't think it's that sweet either.
No,
I'm not all that much younger than you.
I mean,
you
it's been how it
well,
hits
okay,
the,
yeah.
the dental work. And we will be back with more Pod Culture right after we come down from the sugar high.
I fall somewhere not in between happening. The two of you. I'm closer to your age.
May I have your attention, please?
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free, you can't take the sky from me.
Firefly, age 8 years old, missing since 2003. Have you seen this show?
Hello, nut job, party of one.
No, ma'am. I'm just the middleman.
The Middleman, age 2 years old, missing since 2008. Have you seen this show?
Where did you come from exactly?
I don't know.
Are you saying that you have amnesia but seem to know everything about everything else?
John Doe, age 8 years old, missing since 2003. If you have information on any of these missing shows or have noticed other shows that have gone missing, please contact Milk Carton TV at milkcartontv.com. Thank you for your cooperation.
Once more, we brave the perils and trials and tribulations in the valley of the shadow of death that is Glenn's DVD collection.
Wow.
We bring you another guilty pleasure.
Today we experience the joy and the pain that is Netflix that has brought us these movies. And we can thank Carly this time around.
Oh, dear.
Thank you, Carly.
See, now we know why she didn't show up. Because we'd have to throw something at her on this one.
Aww.
Carly wanted to see a movie she fondly remembered from her childhood, which was Troll.
Fondly?
Those movies need to be left fondly remembered in your childhood.
It's a lesson hard learned. Lo and behold, it came as a double feature with Troll 2.
Wow.
So, you know, who could pass that up?
Not as a triple feature?
Not as a triple feature, no. So we watched Troll, and she said, "You're not using that as a guilty pleasure. You're not going to make fun of that movie. I like that movie. You can't make fun of it." I don't make fun of the movies on guilty pleasures.
No.
It's a misunderstanding. So I won't make fun of Troll.
We will make fun of Troll.
We'll do it for you.
I will say, however, it was this weird mid-80s thing that didn't quite know what it was. Is it a comedy? Is it a kids movie? Is it a horror movie? Or is it all the above?
Yeah, I mean, it of course, we just watched a trailer, and I'm sure I watched it many years ago.
I recall watching it with my dad.
But it seemed like a cross between Goonies and Gremlins. In a horror movie.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, the first one, especially, because, like, the little girl, like, the opening was like, oh, it's a cute, magical world, and they're in an apartment with all kinds of fairies and stuff, and, oh, it's so adorable, but, you know, then the monster eats the girl or something, but...
The girl disappears, and takes over her appearance and is living in the house as the little girl.
That's creepy.
That's wonderful.
And slowly killing all the people in the apartment complex, or... transforming them into other magical creatures and turning the apartment complex into this.
He's not killing them. He's turning them.
Yeah, I guess he's kind of turning them into trees and nymphs and little creatures and things that are all kind of evil and twisted. And
cute.
Now, in its defense, even though watching it, I thought, this isn't really for kids. It's kind of scary back in the day, you know?
Yeah.
But if you think about the old fairy tales, the Grimm's fairy tales.
Grimm's fairy tales. Oh, my God. Yeah,
then they were scary. And I kind of think, well, that's kind of cool that they did do it like that, that it was kind of a scary kid story, you know?
There were the cautionary tales. They weren't fairy tales. They were cautionary tales of how not to do things.
Don't let trolls into your washer, dryer, laundry room.
Yeah. So,
Yeah, we've already got one across the street.
Oh, leave her alone.
Little lady that runs it.
Oh,
poor thing.
She's kind of troll-like.
You're just mad because she doesn't like you.
Well, she's a bitch.
Not many people. Excuse me.
So, you live with me. What does that say about you, sweetheart?
I will say that the animatronic effects for the troll character, the mask and everything, were pretty good. Mm-hmm. And
it looked very like Labyrinth / Dark Crystal-esque.
Yeah. Hagrid.
Hoggle.
Oh my God.
Hoggle.
I loved him. I had a Jareth moment of not remembering his real name. But yeah.
So that effect was neat, you know, so the main creature was pretty cool, and it had lots of people that went on to become sort of celebrities, you know.
And immediately forgot that was like the thing that they pushed at the back of their mind.
Yeah,
I'm sure. That's quickly dropped off the resume.
So is the second one, like the trailer for the second one seemed darker and creepy. Is the movie itself?
Well.
And less good.
Well, I mean, like in the first one, like I said, they don't really come out and say, oh, we're killing people.
Right.
In the second one, it was like, oh, he's eating me. He's eating her and he's going to eat me. God. Like, okay.
Okay. Well, the first one, like I said, was pretty good. Standalone movie. And apparently someone made another movie. Not even about trolls. There's not a troll in it. It's about goblins. But I guess since Troll had been released theatrically, they released this as Troll 2.
But Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, seriously, it has nothing to do with it. Much lower production value.
They look the same, though.
Yeah, they look kind of similar. But
they call them goblins,
They call them goblins in the movie. They never call them trolls. Very low budget movie. There's no animatronics. They're all just rubber masks. People running around in rubber masks. Mm. And lots of green goop. And not to spoil too much of it, but they're vegetarian goblins.
I see what's going on.
All that green goop?
Yeah.
They're turning the people into vegetables so they can eat them. This is a new twist on vegetarianism I had not heard of.
Wow.
I like the trailer how every like 5 seconds Trolls 2 would scroll up or down or across the screen angle.
Remind you.
Please ignore the goblins. This is Troll 2, really.
Ignore the goblins.
I tell you, I started watching Troll 2 not knowing what to expect. Carly wasn't really looking forward to this one. She didn't have fond memories of it.
You know, I wonder why.
I want to smack her for her fond memories of Troll.
Oh, please. Don't say that you don't have a movie that you have fond memories of and then it just totally
I've been spreading Robo-Vampire around like a virus.
No, anything with Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell is a man.
I watched My Name is Bruce like about two months ago.
That was awesome.
That was, I don't care how campy it was, that was pretty good.
Can't
Thank
do it.
You.
Can't
she
do
hated it.
It.
I thought it was cute. I just the whole ending part of it was just
he
like
he talks it up like he's the second coming. I'm like, okay, I'm waiting.
That's his, like you were saying.
No, Brad talks him up like he's the second coming.
He's Bruce freaking Campbell.
Like, he's not.
No. And then there's his chin.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the crimson chin.
No, Jay Leno. Let him keep it. Jay Leno's got a bigger chin. Come on, he's got...
Yeah, but Jay Leno's a douche.
Yeah, true. But still.
So, Troll 2.
Troll 2.
Yay, tangents.
Wow, I didn't know what to expect, and I started watching it, and I was just like, ooh, this is pretty bad. I just don't know.
I can't wait to show this to the show.
And then I got about a third of the way through it, and I was like, no, this is really bad. Yeah, okay. This is like epically bad. I mean, this is like really amazingly epically bad. So then I got happy about it. I was like, wow, how bad can this thing get? And it got really damn bad. I mean, oh, man. I mean, the acting is really bad. The script is really bad. The effects are really bad.
So you felt right at home with our movies.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, this looked... a step below, you know, home productions, you know?
So Carly gave you permission to just rat on the second one?
Yeah, the second one, there are no fond memories of the second one. Wow. It's, they go to this, the plot, this family that lives in the city decides they're going to do a house swap with a family in the country.
It's never a good idea.
So these people that they've never met before... they're going to let them go stay in their house, and they're going to stay in their house. Okay. So they go to this little town.
Which actually does happen. Vacation housing swaps and stuff. You can
Craigslist.
Yeah. Craigslist.
Just watch out for the goblins.
Unless it's the Goblin King.
So what they don't know is the townspeople are apparently all goblins. They look human, but they're really goblins. I'm not spoiling too much there. I mean, that's the movie. I mean, come on. Wow. It's, like I said, all rubber masks, this weird thing. Oh, how can I forget? The grandfather, you saw him in the trailer, the grandfather, let's call him Obi-Wan, because, the movie starts out, the grandfather's reading a story to his grandson, and then the mother comes in and tells the grandson to go to bed, and he's there alone. The grandfather has passed away, but the grandson still sees him.
Aww.
And the grandfather is this, like, you know, holographic Obi-Wan head throughout the movie, telling him how to, warning him about the goblins and helping him escape. And
then why in the trailer was he helping his grandfather up?
That would be telling, that wouldn't it? All right, let's assume that you don't care. You're not going to watch this for the story.
No, God, no, I'm not going to watch this.
Oh, come on.
No. Your description of it's more than enough to entertain me.
It's ever so much better than the actual movie.
Well, of course, the grandfather finds a way to become material again for a short while to help his grandson fight against the Goblin Queen.
His grandson has to help him up.
Yeah.
Wait. Great. There's a Goblin Queen?
There's a Goblin Queen, yes.
And it's not me?
No, sorry. Oh. And actually... it was some really bad old age makeup on this woman. I was like, why does her old age makeup look so bad? I mean, it looked really cheap, like for a bad theatrical production.
So
I mean,
they just grabbed Phyllis Diller and put her in.
No, the you know, she wasn't too bad looking, but she was made to look.
Was it
sort of made to look old?
Was it the chick that had like the black curly hair and was like all like that chick, okay, yeah, that was pretty creepy looking.
She was very, very much an over actor, which helped compensate for the father of the family, who was a complete under actor. No, that was the first movie.
Oh, that was the first, excuse me, I'm sorry,
that was bad. That was
all
bad.
The genius blends together,
yeah. But it made sense when she transformed into, like, a younger version of herself. I was like, oh, that's why they had the crappy old age makeup on her, because she's supposed to get younger later on. So, wow. When it really, really went off the deep end, she goes in, she's already, she goes to this guy that's in a, like, RV. and she's now the young, hot goblin queen. And she's like dancing around with a corn on the cob and seduces him. And they start like making out and stuff. And it gets so hot that the corn on the cob pops. And there's like popcorn filling up the RV. And he kind of like
seriously
dies in popcorn.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. You got to the steamy he dies in popcorn. No.
Yeah, he's like buried in popcorn. I guess suffocated under the popcorn.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Didn't they kind of do that in Weird Science?
Something similar.
But, yeah.
Real Genius with the popcorn.
Real Genius, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's... like I said, they're turning people into vegetation, and they're like fingers sprout leaves and trees and stuff.
Yeah, I saw that in the preview.
And they become big globs of green goo, which the short people in rubber masks then wipe all over their rubber masks to pretend like they're eating.
Here's the question, though: would you watch the third one?
Oh hell yeah! I mean, come on. I mean, part two is so bad. Okay, so...
Oh, this one looks even worse.
Well, that remains to be seen. You haven't really seen part two. You just saw some highlights to try to make it look coherent or something, but...
Okay, Glenn, I've known you for the better part of two decades. I've watched hundreds of movies with you. I'm a fairly good judge of these things. That looked like a shit movie.
Oh, I'm not saying it wasn't a shit movie, but I'm just saying it would have miles to go to beat Troll 2, which has no trolls. I mean, how do you beat that? I mean, and then it was just all happenstance that I stumbled across this movie. I mean, you know, I like bad movies, but, you know, this is all Carly's fault. She wanted to see Troll.
Poor Carly.
Okay, so get this. I go to do a little research because I'm wondering, you know, what happened to these people? What went on with all this?
Not a goddamn thing.
It ends up Troll 2 has recently become this underground hit. They have Troll 2 conventions.
What?
Troll 2? Troll 2.
And the guy who played the little boy in the movie just made a documentary called Best Worst Movie. And it just got picked up for theatrical release, this documentary, where he goes and interviews all the people that made the movie. Now, the director still says that he made a great work of art here and doesn't like the fact that people make fun of it. But the guy that played the father of the family, who was just a really deadpan actor, really pretty bad, he's a dentist now. And
I want to be a dentist. Oh, sorry.
Okay, that wooden puppet had more acting.
Yeah. But I'm really eager to see this documentary, and I think I feel privileged that I stumbled across Troll 2 as it was becoming a big cult phenomenon and not after the fact. So now I can spread the word.
Success.
So enjoy Troll 2 and go see
Don't threaten me.
Best Worst Movie if you get a chance, because I've seen that there is a trailer.
No.
There is a trailer online for Best Worst Movie. You can look it up, and I think it would be cool. But
we're never going to get anything else from Netflix, but Time Flight.
Send it back.
Who drives?
All you got to do is put the damn thing in the envelope and stick it in the mailbox.
Yeah, but I don't think our mail person would pick it up.
Well, our mail, you're lucky our mail person can find the damn
exactly.
mailbox.
Exactly, that's what I mean.
So. Troll 2.
Bad.
Yeah. Yeah. kind of speechless there.
Yeah. And I think on that note, we will be back.
It made Glenn speechless.
Right after we gouge out our eyes and pour in the mind bleach.
Hey guys, this is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember, Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
And if you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are a few different ways.
You can email us, feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line, 812-672-4763. That is 812-672-4POD.
Leave us a comment on the website, podculture.net, or in our forums located at farpointforums.com.
So drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3. Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.